Equity Group is a financial group operating in East and Central Africa. It's a systemic financial system, one of the largest banking groups in the region, the second largest company in Nairobi Stock Exchange by market cap, and the strongest and highest valued brand in the region.
What has it taken for you to get to that point where you are arguably one of the best banks?
We focused on governance, and we strengthened our governance structures to the highest point possible. That enabled us to attract the best shareholders in the world, including the World Bank. IFC is the second largest, the sovereign wealth fund of Norway, Alice, which is Norfad, Rabobank, and FMO, and that really created confidence. The second thing was then really focus on being relevant to the needs of our customers. And the third one was being inclusive. We felt nobody should be left behind, from refugees to micro-small enterprises to small-scale farmers to the high net worth individuals, and anything in between. We gave them an appropriate product, appropriate and relevant channels for them, and that made the bank to be home to 20 million customers, making it the largest bank in the region.
Let's go back to the point you just made, making it relevant and making it closer to the people. What do you mean exactly?
We decided to be customer-led, or market-led, as people would say. Through focused group discussions, we understood the pain points of the potential customers. And then we tailor-made products to suit to those needs. We looked at the price point that they could afford the product. That eventually made us a high-volume, low-margin business to bring affordability. And we use technology extensively. 98% of all our transactions are now on digital platforms, and that has really made it scalable.
When I've talked to a lot of people, especially the ordinary person, they talk about the cost of borrowing money. And in some cases, it's very, very expensive for them to borrow and be able to repay back. What incentives have you put in place, especially in your bank, to make sure that those small borrowers can come in, borrow money at a reasonable price?
We have used the twin engine model, and what the foundation, which focuses on the social and sustainability aspects, has helped us to do is to bring breaded finance on the table. And breaded finance means there is commercial financing, there is development financing, there is philanthropic money from philanthropists, there is corporate foundations, and that has helped us to formulate solutions like credit risk guarantees, which enables those without security, women and young people, to have access. Part of it also is about giving some level of subsidy to bring affordability. And that is how we have been able to deliver financial services to refugees, internally displaced persons, and beneficiaries of social safety net programs.